Hey everyone, this is Deborah Burton, your host for Solutions from Scripture, from the desk of a Christian consultant. Know better so you can do better. Welcome to the series, A Woman After God's Heart, being intentional in our devotion to pursuing God during our lifelong Christian journey. Lesson 4, Our Attitudes. Attitudes lead the way for our day. If we have a bad attitude, we can react in a bad way. React usually means to snap at someone in a rude way, no matter how minor or intense, with words or actions. Most people describe this as having a bad attitude. If we have a good attitude, we will respond in a good way. Respond means to speak with niceness and politeness, with respect toward them, and self-awareness within us. This is described as having a good attitude. An attitude is defined as how we come across to others or how we represent ourselves when dealing with people and situations. Our attitude shows our inward thoughts and emotions, and therefore they are displayed outwardly. No matter what unexpected disruptions and disappointments or conflicts and confusions come across our path, it's important we steer our attitude toward the direction of putting on the character of Christ, since we are followers of Christ. Attitude is based on what we focus on and what we do about it. With a positive or negative attitude, powerful or weak attitude, productive or ineffective attitude. Positive, powerful, and productive, or negative, weak, and ineffective. If you memorize this, then that choice is right in front of you before you react or respond to what is happening in your life. Attitudes are all about how we handle life situations as God grows us into mature vessels of honor. He wants us to be well-equipped in His ways so we can have great influence for godliness in His kingdom. Look at the following Bible verses concerning our attitude. Romans 15, verse 5. May the God who gives endurance and encouragement give you the same attitude of mind toward each other that Christ Jesus had. Philippians 2, verse 5. You must have the same attitude that Christ Jesus had. 1 Peter 4, verse 1. You must arm yourselves with the same attitude Christ had. Philippians 2, verses 3 through 8. Do nothing from selfishness or empty conceit, but with humility of mind. Regard one another as more important than yourselves. Do not merely look out for your own personal interests, but also for the interests of others. Have this attitude in yourselves, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, although he existed in the form of God, did not regard equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself, taking the form of a bondservant and being made in the likeness of men. Being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Let's briefly look at what it means to have the same attitude of Christ. One, not focused on self, but God and others. Two, full of humility as we put God and His ways first. Three, encourage others in their interests, but also value our own. Four, a servant's heart with no self importance. Five, a life of obedience that surrenders to God's word, His ways, and His wisdom. in a nutshell, to have the same attitude of Christ, we are to be humble as we serve others by encouraging them to obey the ways of God as we ourselves are doing. When our goal is to have a Christ-like attitude, then this speaks volumes about our sincerity to please God and not ourselves when life gets tough. Anyone can have a good attitude when life is hunky-dory and goody-goody gumdrops are falling from the sky. But the true test is when that's not happening. A good attitude says, I'm having a bad day, but I'll build a good attitude. A bad attitude says, I'm having a bad day and I get to have a bad attitude. We all get to pick how we will start our day, go about our day, and end our day. An attitude leads the way. Whether or not others decide to follow is on them. But our personal responsibility is to have a good, godly attitude during our day. This shows we are walking with God instead of away from Him. Attitudes can really set the stage, not just for our day, but for the day of others. How we start our day with our attitude makes a huge difference, especially within our own home. Sometimes we give others outside our home a good attitude we surely did not display to those in our own homes. The best place to practice is with those we live with day to day, because it can be the hardest test when it comes to our attitude. A godly person once said, I am convinced that life is 10% of what happens to me and 90% of how I react to it. We are in charge of our attitudes. Let's do PAT, practical application time. Three choices in attitudes. First choice, positive or negative. Second choice, powerful or weak. Third choice, productive or ineffective. First choice, choose a positive or negative attitude. A positive attitude is grateful for the goodness of God. A negative attitude grumbles because they don't focus on God's goodness. Either be grateful or grumble. Either be positive or negative. Positive attitude. A positive attitude is built by continually reminding oneself, God brings about good in all situations eventually. We can't see it right now. We don't feel it right now. We don't understand it right now. But God's goodness is always there. Therefore, focusing on the goodness of God is what creates a good, positive attitude. A positive attitude is defined as holding on to God's goodness. It's reminding oneself that God is all-loving, all-wise, all-powerful, that He is good and does good even when we aren't experiencing His goodness in that moment of time. What is the power of positive thinking from a worldly wrong viewpoint? Worldly positivity that is based on self is not the same as positive thinking that is based on God. The power of positive thinking from a worldview for even a Christian belief is that you have the power through your thinking and your words to make anything possible. Speak anything you want and you will have anything you want if you just have positive thinking and speaking. This sounds good, but is very deceptive. It does not line up with the true meaning of several verses talking about the topic. It is more about lining up with the teacher's own opinions on what they think the verses mean instead of what God actually meant. Our opinions don't matter. Only what God actually meant is what matters. Unfortunately, many Christians have bitterness toward God because they followed this false teaching. They did not get what they tried to speak into existence by using positive thinking and positive words such as a $1 million home, a better job, free from cancer, etc. They blame God instead of the false teaching. They literally believed they had the same power of God to speak anything they wanted into existence, just like God had spoken into existence the entire universe. Only God has that power. If people really believe they have power in their words to create and get anything they want, then why don't they go into the children's cancer wards and speak total healing into those children's lives? Actually, much of this was started with the book, The Power of Positive Thinking. This is also called the Law of Attraction. The belief, and I quote, "When you expect the best, you release a magnetic force in your mind, which by a law of attraction tends to bring the best to you," unquote. Let's stop here and use biblical discernment. Are there any scriptures that have the true meaning, not scriptures taken out of context to build on already human belief, that state God put a magnetic force into our mind that pulls good things into one's own orbit of life situations? There are many, many, many very popular authors, teachers, preachers, and Christians that totally believe this, but we must always use discernment by diving into the true meaning of scriptures within their context. God warns that there will be all kinds of false teachers and false teachings that will lead us astray if we are not carefully cautious. Proponents of the power of man's positive thinking declare that research supports the validity of the theory. However, the body of data is widely debated, and even if some good does come out of positive thinking, we never want the good to be based on us twisting scripture. We don't create goodness from our own magnetic force of positive thinking or positive words. Only God is the giver of good. James 1 verse 17, every good gift is from God above, not from the power of our positive thinking and speaking things into existence, thus making us equal to what only God does. But there is power in biblical positive thinking. This is because it is all based on the power of God, the power of His word, and not our words. We pray for God's will to be done, not our will. Not all our wants are to be met simply because we demand them. God gives as He sees fit. We always know that He knows what is best. We don't. This doesn't mean we don't ask or make requests, but the attitude is different when we do the asking versus when we demand through the power of our speaking. Romans 15, verse 13, "May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in Him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit." When we hope in God and put our trust in His sovereign, powerful, wise ways and words, then this is how we have the habit of a positive attitude. Positive thoughts from the Word of God produce a positive attitude, but it does not produce the home, jobs, health, and wealth we want unless God decides it is best for us. 1 Corinthians 2, verse 9. But just as it is written, things which eye has not seen and ear has not heard and which have not entered the heart of man, all that God has prepared for those who love him. These verses are encouraging us to have positive, godly attitudes because of the eternal positive good that will eventually come about no matter what we experience in our present life. We gain a positive, powerful testimony when we can encourage others how to hold on to the goodness of God even in the bad times and not forget it in the good times. The focus is not on the bad times, but on the goodness of God in those bad times because of his character, which never changes. He is always full of faithfulness and love, even when we don't see it or life makes no sense at all. The focus is on the eternal good and not the temporal bad. The concentration is on the goodness and power of God and not on the badness of mankind. Good attitudes are formed out of the holding on to the belief God is always growing us stronger and stronger in maturity, perseverance, and faith. That is the positive. Romans 8, verse 28, all things work together for good to those who love God and are called according to his purpose. A positive attitude views situations from God's perspective, not our own. We look through the eyes of God, which is called Sakal wisdom. The focus is not always on the good in a situation because sometimes no good can be found in it. But the goodness is in remembering the goodness of God no matter what the situation is, not immediate, but eventual. Psalm 43, verse 5, why, my soul, are you downcast? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise him, my Savior and my God. So just remember, a positive attitude, which is hope in God, is a choice. 1 Peter 5, verse 7, cast our care upon him. Talking to God instead of ourselves is pursuing peace. Pursuing peace is pursuing a positive attitude. Philippians 4, verses 6 through 7. Let your requests be made known unto God, and then accept his peace that passes all understanding. Now let's discuss a negative attitude. A negative attitude grumbles. Grumbling takes the place of being grateful for the goodness of God. A negative attitude is defined as focusing on our own human opinions that see only the wrong, the bad, the hopeless, the confusion and conflict with no hope in mind. Focusing on the bad of a circumstance can create an attitude that goes from bad to worse. And then this creates worse in a relationship or circumstance. Bad begets bad responses, a bad outlook, a bad choice, etc. It's difficult to find solutions to problems when the focus is only on the bad. But a good attitude in a bad situation helps find good solutions or good ways to deal with difficulties. We often forget Jesus' words, in this world, you will have trouble, but take heart. I have overcome the world. John 16, verse 33. Remember the example of the Israelites' gravest sins was negativity with complaining and grumbling and being ungrateful toward God. Rather than rejoice over all God had already done, was doing now, and would continue to do, even though in the moment things were really difficult, they grumbled against God using their negative attitude. Numbers 14, verse 27. How long shall I bear with this evil congregation who are grumbling against me? I have heard the complaints of the sons of Israel, which they are making against me. When we face troubles, God gives us clear guidelines that will help us through the times to help us have a positive, thankful attitude toward Him. 1 Peter 4, verses 12 through 13. Do not be surprised at the fiery ordeal that has come on you to test you, as though something strange were happening to you, but rejoice in as much as you participate in the sufferings of Christ, so that you may be overjoyed when His glory is revealed. Review. A positive attitude is grateful for the goodness of God. A negative attitude grumbles because they don't focus on God's goodness. Either be grateful or grumble. Either be positive or be negative. Second choice. Choose a powerful or weak attitude. A powerful attitude depends on daily strength from God. A weak attitude depends on themselves. Either trust in God or trust in yourself. Either be powerful through God or weak with yourself. We can't have a powerful attitude without the strength of God. A powerful attitude comes from the daily asking of God for His help to look at situations through His lens instead of our own. The Bible emphasizes the importance of having a powerful attitude. This is developed by basing our lives on the power of the Word of God. But we don't stop there. We gain a powerful attitude and maintain it when we actually put into practice the power of God's Word that will transform us. 2 Timothy 1 verse 7, "For God has not given us a spirit of timidity, but of power and love and discipline." Paul is telling us of spiritual strength and stability. This is a powerful attitude. Let's repeat that. A powerful attitude is having an outlook of spiritual strength that gives us stability. Spiritual strength comes from continually being in the Word of God, knowing its meaning, and living by God's wisdom. Then we are stable because we are walking on God's path instead of our own. Being timid is the opposite. It's having a weak attitude that doesn't trust in God because our focus is on the negative. Negativity produces a weak attitude. This is because the focus is not on the power of God, but rather on our mistrust in God, which produces weakness and instability in our lives. Timid means to be fearful and faint-hearted with no stamina. Powerful means to prevail, to fight hard against what would diminish the powerful Christian life God wants us to live. God, in His faithfulness, has already given us the power through Him to be spiritually strong as we trust in Him in all situations. He gives us the stamina to endure as we keep our eyes focused on Him. How do we gain and maintain the habit of a powerful attitude? Colossians 3, verse 2, set your mind on the things above, not on the things that are on the earth. And herein, God gives us the answer, the solution to having a powerful mind so that we can powerfully deal with the hardships in life. Keep our concentration on God, His Word, His ways, and His wisdom. Do not continually recycle the useless thoughts on the negative. We are humans and can go down a dark path and then get caught in the quicksand and get stuck on a weak attitude. That's why we need to take every thought captive under the obedience of Christ. This means to trust God instead of doubt Him. We do that by focusing on God and not what we can't change. We can change what we think about in order to have a powerful attitude. Weak attitude. A weak attitude depends on oneself. A weak attitude continually recycles all the negative about situations. When we have a weak attitude, it means we have a weak mindset or a weak outlook on what is going on in our lives. We hold on to our own weak human thoughts that are useless. Of course, any of us at any time can feel weak. We are simply human, but we must stop our useless, negative, and weak thoughts so we can find godly solutions to our issues. Negative and weak thinking gets in the way of a positive and powerful way to deal with situations. Philippians 4, verse 13, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Sometimes this means doing things such as praying when I feel weak, or spending time listening to praise music when I feel like grumbling, or making the effort to memorize and meditate on precise verses that help me replace my useless thinking habits. So we can see here that good attitudes are developed by doing godly activities. Psalm 28, verse 7, the Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusts in Him and He helps me. Part of getting rid of a weak attitude is to trust in God instead of trusting in our own thoughts. Being in God's Word is what will shield us from a weak attitude. The Bible views a weak mindset or attitude as an opportunity to rely on God's strength. 2 Corinthians 12, verses 9 through 10. Jesus has said to Paul, "My grace is sufficient for you. My power is perfected in weakness." And then Paul said, "Most gladly, therefore, I will rather boast about my weaknesses so that the power of Christ may dwell in me. Therefore, I am well content with weaknesses, with insults, with distresses, with persecutions, with difficulties for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then I am strong." This means that my weak attitude can actually draw me closer to God as I call out to Him for His strength and power to help me. Then we can give God all the praise for giving us the strength we didn't have as we realized we couldn't do it on our own. The woman that pursues the heart of God develops a powerful attitude as she reads and studies about her powerful God in His powerful Word. Review. A powerful attitude depends on daily strength from God. A weak attitude depends on oneself. Either trust in God or trust in yourself. Either be powerful through God or weak with yourself. third choice. Choose a productive or ineffective attitude. A productive attitude lives to please God in all they do every day. An ineffective attitude lives to please themselves. Either live to please God or please yourself in how you live. Be productive in godliness or ineffective in lukewarmness. Productive attitude. A woman with a productive attitude lives every day to honor God in all she does, no matter how small or big that action is. She is being productive for the kingdom of God, for the eternal, for what really matters. And that's why a productive attitude matters. It directs her in how to act while going about her daily doings. A woman with a productive attitude knows what she does matters because her focus is on what matters to God. The habit of a productive attitude is knowing we are put on the earth to make a difference, and we do it well with a godly attitude that wants to be productive in the ways of God. 1 Corinthians 10, verse 31, rather than you eat or drink or whatever you do, do all to the glory of God. Believers should be motivated to bring glory and honor to God in all we do or in what we choose not to do. When we choose what to do and what attitudes to have as we do them, then we are mastering the habit of doing good for God and good to others with the right outlook. Colossians 3, verses 23 through 24. Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart as working for the Lord, not for human masters, since you know that you will receive an inheritance for the Lord, from the Lord as a reward. It is the Lord Christ you are serving. Ecclesiastes 9, verse 10, whatever your hand finds to do, do it with your might. For there is no work or thought or knowledge or wisdom in Sheol to which you are going. God tells us our time on earth is limited, so we need to have the habit of using it in a productive, beneficial way. We need to have the attitude of waking up each day and realizing God has given us another day to serve Him, obey Him, and please Him in all we do. We live our lives for Him, no matter what our tasks are. We are not talking about being productive by relying on self-help, worldly ways to focus on our ability to change our lives. Self-help, self-focus, self-reliance information may help for a while, but long-term transformation is always about God and His Word, His answers and His solutions, and following them. A productive attitude is simply a viewpoint of relying on God and not ourselves, since He is the one who transforms us. Yes, we do our part by knowing and obeying God's word, but we depend on Him to help us and have patience because it takes time to transform any human being. It helps when we read, study, memorize, and meditate on God's word, hear the word of God through biblically sound preachers and teachers, engage in Christian fellowship, and nurture godly friendships. These are all growing stones we continually build our lives around and walk on so we can have positive, powerful, and productive attitudes as we live our lives continually for God. ineffective attitude. An ineffective attitude does not intentionally focus on what matters to God. Rather, it has the attitude of being self-focused, self-indulgent, and self-entitled. The ways of God do not matter to them. An ineffective attitude does not stay firm in the truths of God's word. It wavers, it wanders, it wishes for what it wants instead of what God wants. 1 Timothy 5, verse 8 reminds us to be sober, be vigilant. This verse tells us we must be serious as we cautiously live our lives in a way that observes the ways of God. We are on guard as to what will cause us to be ineffective. This happens when we are deceived and do not walk in the truths of God's word. Instead, we are lukewarm and complacent. We live a half-hearted Christian life that is indifferent and uninterested in pleasing God with the way we live our life. God warns against this type of attitude. 1 Peter 5, 8, the last part of this verse says, "Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking someone, which is you, to devour." The Greek word for devour means to destroy or to swallow. The devil wants to shake our faith and make us ineffective followers of Christ as he devours our trust in God, destroys our faith, and swallows up our purpose and potential for godly influence. Being sober and being vigilant have similar meanings. The term sober literally means free from intoxicating influences. This means to not allow ourselves to be influenced by anything or anyone that leads us away from God's truth and sound judgment. To be vigilant means to keep careful watch for possible danger or difficulties. Vigilant requires an active mind that is on the alert to deceit or negative, weak, and ineffective habits in one's life. A vigilant person actively pays close attention every day to what is affecting their mind, heart, and attitude. How do we stand firm with a positive, powerful, and productive attitude and lifestyle? Stand secure and stable in the truth of God's word. There it is. All good, godly, beneficial attitudes stem from this. This is a Christian's everlasting foundation, God's word. Ephesians 4, verse 14. As a result, we are no longer to be children, tossed here and there by waves and carried about by every wind of doctrine, by the trickery of men, by craftiness and deceitful scheming. If we don't know God's truths, then we will be insecure, unstable, and unsafe as we are tossed around with all kinds of false teachings that sound Christianese, but are in reality crafty, scheming lies of the evil one to shake our faith and make us ineffective. 1 Peter 5, verse 10. After you have suffered for a little while, the God of all grace, who called you to his eternal glory in Christ, will himself perfect, confirm, strengthen, and establish you. A productive attitude clings to the productive ways of God by remembering what he has done for us already, is continuing to do, and has promised he will do in our future. A woman who clings to the heart of God has a productive attitude because she knows there is always a purpose in her pain and hardships. Review. A productive attitude lives to please God in all they do every day. An ineffective attitude lives to please oneself. Either live to please God or please yourself in how you live. Be productive in godliness or ineffective in lukewarmness. One thing to think about is we all can make excuses for not having the time or the interest in being in God's Word. But God is very clear this is one way we put Him first. Be in His Word. Study His Word. Know what the true meanings are. Memorize His Word. Meditate on it. Surrender to it. He doesn't tell us the exact amount of time we need to do this every day. The key is take some time to be in His Word so you can know Him. Let's recap three choices in attitudes. First choice, choose a positive or negative attitude. A positive attitude is grateful for the goodness of God. A negative attitude grumbles because they don't focus on God's goodness. Second choice, choose a powerful or weak attitude. A powerful attitude depends on daily strength from God. A weak attitude depends on oneself. Third choice, choose a productive or ineffective attitude. A productive attitude lives to please God in all they do every day. An ineffective attitude lives to please themselves. This is not about perfection. Rather, this is all about progression as God transforms us, sanctifies us more and more into the character of Christ. They say attitude is everything. A good attitude is a good way of looking at the goodness of God. But are we good to God in the type of attitudes we choose, regardless of the attitudes of others or what is going on in our life? A woman with a heart after God knows her attitude has great influence, for good or bad, not only in her life, but in the lives of others. Positive or negative, powerful or weak, productive or ineffective. We have the choice every day to pick which attitude we will walk in. Thanks for listening. Please subscribe and share with others. And would you consider leaving a review so others can know and love God's Word? Together, we're learning the difficult topics and the encouraging ones. It's all about God's Word. Know it, live it, and share it. Isaiah 40, verse 8, the grass withers and the flowers fall, but the Word of our God endures forever.